agreed to have the surgery and immediately had issues with movement. The doctor said it was a frozen shoulder. So that happened to me too. I had a surgery when I was in medical school on my right shoulder because I was very enamored with surgery. I was doing orthopedic surgery and my shoulder blew up like a balloon. And I had a high fever and it took me several years to get that shoulder healed. And guess how I did it? By injecting it with regenerative medicine. The person then went on to say, the doctor said there was nothing he could do but wait and see. I complained to the doctor. He said I would be fine. I eventually hurt my left shoulder from all the overcompensating, so he said I needed surgery on that. And well, he did that surgery and said I couldn't find anything more. Well, because he wasn't looking at the right things. We finally went to a well-known surgeon downtown. He said I needed a Weaver surgery done. He opened me up and decided that it wasn't damaged like he thought, so he didn't complete the surgery. Now, that's very common. I hear of patients that come in, they have a surgery, and then the surgeon said there was really nothing wrong, so they just suture the person back up. I still had the pain in both surgeries, but you can imagine I was done with surgery. I was so upset. Ended up finding a pain doctor who treated my left shoulder with trigger point injections with help somewhat. He said the other doctors didn't do me any favors. Early this year, I was feeling good, started working out with my arms for the first time in years, did elevated push-ups, and my arms were burning the next day. I went to another orthopedic. He did imaging, said my biceps tendon was torn and the other issues would require arthroscopic surgery. Poor patient. I'm 8 weeks out of surgery and in constant pain. The only time it's bearable if I do nothing. I'm scared and desperate for some help. When I try to talk to the doctor, they immediately talk over me and get me out of there as quick as they can. I hope that stem cells and platelets can help me. Can you help me, please? Probably. I'd have to examine you and see what's going on. You know how I examine people? I touch them. I find out with my fingers what's going on and find where the pain generator is. So most of my patients that come in after a surgery that's failed, I ask, what did the doctor do? How did he know where the problem was? Why did he do the surgery? And they said, well, they put an MRI up and showed me where the pain was. I say, did they touch you? No. And they did a surgery based on an MRI? That's kind of not smart to me. And look, in my experience, that a lot of these failed surgeries are because they're done on an MRI. I don't think operations should be done on MRI. If you need to operate, it better be on the person.